Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Carrington here, Rob here, taking you up until 6 o'clock. Binkley is here, so I would imagine we're handing things off to Binkley today. Excited to do that. I haven't got a chance to really talk to Binkley today, but Binkley is here. Hopefully he is doing well. There's really only one hit today. It's the Royals.
But the Royals leading 6-0, it looked like a piece of cake, but the cake is now on the kitchen floor.
The Royals yesterday had a 6-0 lead. The Royals did not win yesterday's game. We are at the 40-game mark, and the Royals have gotten off to a 14-26 start. I think there is a sense of apathy and frustration that is set over the Royals that I don't really remember in the last few years. For the most part, everyone was on board with, we understand that there was a cost to winning the World Series. It was a cost in prospects. It was a cost in the future. But we're happy to sacrifice some short-term pain for a long-term gain. And over the last few years, I think the Royals have mostly gotten a pass, and I understand why, for them not being good. Even though directly after the window, the Royals were worse in 2018 and 19 than they were at any point in the 90s. And we look back on those 90s Royals with disgust. Those 2000 Royals with disgust. The Royals after the window were worse than those teams. But I don't think there was a lot of frustration, a lot of backlash. I think people understand that there was a cost to what the Royals achieved, and you were willing to pay it. Then COVID happened, and it changed everybody's calculation on what this team should do. They had a 60-game season. That season didn't even happen. You were just happy to have baseball. Everybody had a lot of other stuff going on. How mad can you be the baseball team's not good when maybe you got laid off your job or somebody got sick? There's a lot of stuff happening in 2020. So the Royals got a pass. Very understandable pass. Last year happened. All right, last year they weren't that good. But even with the lockout, there was a sense of optimism coming into this season. This was a year in which we expected the Royals to really turn the corner. I'm a big believer that at some point you can do all the talking in the world, but at some point you got to show your work. You got to turn something in. Have you got a friend that always has this idea, but you've just never seen any action towards the idea? He tells you how great this idea is going to be, but at some point you're like, bro, you've been telling me this. I need to see what you've been talking about. We're at that point with the Royals. You've called up the pitching. You have your number one prospect. You've got some of your other young guys in the system. Why are you the worst team in the American League? Why does, even though you told me that the process is different, the result feels so similar? We asked Vern that question earlier, and he said that this just feels like a rerun.
It's 2022, just basically being the caboose on a disappointing 2021. Everything feels very much like a rerun, And look, there's way too much new entertainment content out there that people aren't going to watch a rerun unless you're one of the greats, right? We talk about Tom Cruise's great movies. We could talk about great television shows. You'll watch those reruns. You're not going to watch the 2021 Royals again, and that's what they're putting on the field.
We talked a lot about the attendance with the Royals. I don't want to belabor that point here today. I don't think it's necessary to do that. You guys have spoken. Investing financially in the Royals is something that the city as a whole doesn't seem to be that interested in. Maybe we'll try again next year, and they'll certainly have good crowds. They'll have some bobblehead days. We'll have some giveaway days. It's the summer. It's still one of the best summer activities, if not the best summer activity that you can do in Kansas City. You will be at the game. But we saw the attendance numbers. You guys have made your point when it comes to the Royals. What's really difficult, I think, for the Royals to really communicate to the fan base is the Royals are selling it like things are different. Hey, Dayton's not in charge anymore. We've got a different power structure. Oh, we're really trying to win this time. Look, we invested in Zach Greinke. Hey, look, we've made all these other investments. We got a new ownership group. This is different. We're for real this time. Are they? I made the analogy earlier today. Have you ever been to a restaurant before? You try it out. You didn't like it. Maybe the food wasn't good. Maybe the service wasn't great. Whatever the reason is, you make a mental note. You're not going to that restaurant again. And then you see a big sign out front that says under new management. You're thinking, hey, it's going to be different than the last time. The food's not going to be undercooked. The service is going to be better. It's going to be a little cleaner, a nicer place. I've seen this Royals team before. It's the 2012 Royals. I've seen this team before. It's the 2002 Royals. I've seen this Royals team before. It's last year's Royals team. For an organization that is trying to convince us that things are different, everything about this season just feels all too familiar. If the Royals really want to show me and you that this is different, DFA Carlos Santana. Carlos Santana today is their designated hitter. He's not playing first base today. They are only giving him ABs. He's hitting below 150. That's your designated hitter? You might as well let Zach Greinke do it today. At least it'd be fun. At least it'd be something to talk about. Greinke might be a better hitter than Carlos Santana at this point in his career. If the Royals really want to communicate to us that accountability is paramount and how this is different, and DFA Carlos Santana. Because the Royals that I know keep throwing Carlos Santana out there and hoping that you're going to get a different result. Even though we're now at 500 ABs on Carlos Santana in his Royals career, and he's hitting 215 in his Royals career. If you really want to convince us that this isn't like the Royals that we've grown up with, do something very different than the Royals have done, which is make an example out of a struggling player and give those ABs to a young guy and be committed and stick through it and let him get his ABs in. But no, they're letting Carlos Santana play today for the Royals. We had Vern on the show earlier. He said he believes the power structure is different this time.
If it's more of the same, well, then the ball's in John Sherman's court. Well, then we're going to see what kind of owner he is. I had someone bring up on the postgame show last night about the Chiefs. Going 2-14. We all remember what Clark Hunt did after that. He said, to hell with this. Here we go. I'm taking charge. Andy, you're not going anywhere. You're coming to Kansas City. You're our head coach. And we all know what's happened with that franchise since their owner took the bull by the horns. If it is same old, I don't believe it is. I think J.J. Piccolo's running a different ship as general manager with the Royals. But if I'm wrong, well, then John Sherman, the ball's in his court to do something.
Maybe Vern is right. Maybe Vern is 100% right. The Royals are run very differently. The power structure is very different. So why is Dayton saying things like this?
That's how we've always made decisions. We don't make decisions in a vacuum. We work together. And every once in a while, someone has to press that leadership button and say, the tie is now broken. And I'll be the one to ultimately have to do that.
I've never been a general manager before. But if you're the one that makes the final decisions and the major decisions on the team, that sounds like you're the general manager. You're the one in charge. You're the one running things. If J.J. Piccolo has a suggestion on what to do and you disagree and you have the ability to say, no, we're doing it this way, then you're the general manager. You're the one in charge. That doesn't sound different to me. It sounds like the exact same power structure that they've had. If they're really different, then Dayton has to take a public step back. He hasn't taken a public step back. Dayton's still meeting with the media the exact same way. Dayton's still doing radio interviews the same way. When something goes really poorly, Dayton's at the front of it answering questions for it. And there's nothing wrong with that, but that's what they've always done. That's not any different than how it's been set up the last 15 years. Not like J.J. Piccolo just sprung up out of nowhere. He's always done radio interviews and been around. You just gave him a new business card this time. But just nothing about this Royals season feels any different than the Royals season that we've grown up with. All of this feels just incredibly familiar. 913-576-7610. CDOT, do you think if these results continue that the city will vote against helping the Royals pay for a new stadium? Well, Kansas City gave the Royals $250 million back in 2006, and the Royals had been good for quite some time during that time frame, so I don't think it has anything to do with the other. And I get the question. It's a good question, but I don't think it has anything to do with it. I mean, we gave them all that money back in 2006, and after that 03 season, things didn't really change for another decade. It was the same. So no, I don't think the product on the field has anything to do with whether or not they'll get a new stadium, because they're getting a new stadium. They've already told us that. I can't wait to help them pay for it. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited about the stadium. I say that sarcastically, but the new stadium will be really cool. I just hope they name it Kauffman Stadium again. That's all I really hope. All right, Rob. You know what that means when we start the 5 o'clock hour talking about the Royals. It can only mean one thing. Where
you want to be. It is time for our random Royals lineup. Let's flash back to this date in the year 1990. I found it, Carrington, a Royals random lineup win on this date in 1990.
Okay.
The Royals go on the road and beat Boston in Fenway. Here is your lineup from a team that was somehow under 500. Leading off, third baseman Kevin Seitzer.
Kevin Seitzer, hitting coach Mackensites.
Batting second, your guy, left fielder, Willie Wilson.
I love Willie Wilson, man. Willie Wilson's one of my favorite people.
Do you hope someone tells him to have a good day today?
I hope Willie Wilson's having a great month.
Batting third, the designated hitter, Gerald Perry.
Gerald Perry.
Don't know who Gerald Perry is.
Do you think he's related to Matthew Perry?
Could be. Or Gaylord Perry. Who knows?
That's his son.
But he is a Perry who batted third for the Royals on this date in 1990.
I got to get that Perry jersey.
Batting fourth of Seinfeld fame, the right fielder, Danny Tartable.
Danny Tartable? Is he in the Royals Hall of Fame?
I doubt it, but who knows?
Danny Tartable.
Batting fifth at first base, George Brett.
Jorge.
Batting
sixth. Hold on, really quick. What was George batting during that point?
George was.
That season, he had to have been cooking.
He was at 248 at this point.
He wasn't
season.
Cooking yet. It was still cold.
He was not cooking yet.
Oh, he started cooking, though.
Probably. I mean,
he definitely started cooking at some point that season.
I don't remember him as a first baseman, but what do I know?
Have you ever met George before?
Once, yeah.
Okay. I've met him a couple times.
Yeah, like, that's cool.
I'd love to go to dinner with George Brett.
That I would do.
I'd
way
love
more
to go
than
to dinner
him.
With George. George, if you're listening, my treat. Let's go to Piropos. Me and you, pal.
Sounds like George going on trade.
Yeah. Why you got to tell George that? Why you got to embarrass me in front of George?
You cut me out of the date. Screw you.
You want to come?
I'll go, yeah.
Hey, George, if you want to come, Rob and I want to take you to Piropos. One of you listening is related to George Brett. Tell him that the drive wants to take him to Piropos. Our treat.
Batting six.
Tell him he ain't got to get glasses of the wine. I'll pay for the whole bottle.
There we go. Batting sixth for the first time in Random Royals lineup, the center fielder, Bo Jackson.
Hey, Bo.
the Heisman winner. He was hitting 259 at this point in the season.
This team was so good they couldn't have Bo batting third or fourth.
Mm-mm.
Bo couldn't bat third or fourth. Oh, man, Bo Jackson.
Batting seventh, Mike McFarlane at catcher.
Yeah, I like him.
He was batting three. By the way, Mackensite's getting all the love on this lineup.
I like what's McFarlane doing these days? He's still around?
I think he's still at Mackensite's.
Oh, man. Somebody on the text line said, wow, this team had a first baseman hitting 248. Must be nice.
On this day, batting eighth, Frank White.
Frank.
Now, Frank had to leave the game early, it looks like.
Oh, Frank got hurt.
He only had one at bat, so they brought in Terry Shumpert.
Oh, T-Shump.
And batting ninth at shortstop, Steve Jiltz.
Who?
Exactly. Steve Jiltz. Steve was batting a gentleman's 088 at the time. He spent 74 games of his career at the Royals in 1990. That is the shortstop that day. And pitching in a complete game, no less, Brett Saberhagen.
Mm. Brett Saberhagen, Royals legend.
They gave Greg Harris and the Sox all sorts of problems en route to a 4-1 victory.
Rob, is there a person that if you lived in Kansas City, you had to have run into at some point? I understand that our job is very different. So, like, I've seen George out in social settings before. I've also seen him at work before. I actually think that person is Westport Superman. If you right there are sitting and you have no clue who I'm talking about, you're not from Kansas City. You might have lived here your entire life. I just don't believe that you're from Kansas City. If I say, hey, have you met Westport Superman? You look at me with confusion and you don't know who I'm talking about, then we just don't live in the same place. You can be from, you know, another city or something, but you're not from the same place that I'm from if you don't know who he is. I actually think he's number one on this list. Who do you think is the, if you're from Kansas City, you had to have met this person before? Whatever happened to the guy that used to be in front of the movie theater out by the plaza that would ask you to put a down payment on a cheeseburger? Where did he move to?
I don't know. Maybe he got out of there when the theater got out of there. Or, you know, maybe.
Can we bring him back? You remember the guy I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I miss him, right? He used to always be in front of the Noodles and Company. Remember when Noodles and Company was right there, right next to the movie theater? You're looking at me confused. You don't remember
Noodles
the Noodles and Company.
I don't remember the Noodles and Company.
Remember the Noodles and Company.
I don't remember the Noodles and Company at all.
You
down
don't remember
there.
The Noodles and Company. A lot of people are saying that person is Tech N9ne. That's a great one.
To seeing his concert, kind of seeing him out.
I've actually never been to a Tech N9ne concert before.
That's actually
I've
surprising.
Seen Tech N9ne out before. But I have never been to a Tech N9ne concert before.
Do you know who I actually would put in this category? I don't know if he's 1-1, but Gary Lezak. I see Gary Lezak all the time.
Ooh, Lezak is out there. He is out there.
Apparently, Cheeseburger Guy died.
Well,
R.I.P.
The text line has told me the Cheeseburger Guy has five different names. I don't know. I don't know who he is.
One guy said
his name is Dave. Another guy said his name is Bill. Another guy named said it's Jerry. We're just picking random white guy name, hoping one of them sticks. So it triggers something in Rob's brain. Oh, yeah, Steve. That was it. Oh, yeah, it's Steve. Someone said it's Garth Brooks. Everybody in Kansas City has met Garth Brooks before.
I have never run into Garth Brooks.
Yeah, stop it.
Not once.
Hey,
that really thing is Patrick
point.
Mahomes. Oh, I bumped into Mahomes.
Yeah,
no, you haven't.
What are you talking about? Garth Brooks is the person that everybody in the city has met. Frank White's a good one on this list, too.
Mm-hmm.
Frank White's good on this list. A lot of people are saying the Royals lemonade guy.
If he's not wearing the lemonade thing, do you identify this person?
Is. So you're telling me if you were going to get Chipotle, you would notice if the Royals lemonade guy had walked in? I agree with you. Everybody in Kansas City is familiar with who he is. I don't know if you can identify him as a person, though. Like, I don't think you know. I don't know if you would know him. So I don't know if he counts. Someone said, what about Kelsey? If you're out and about, you've seen Kelsey out before.
Yeah, but I don't think Kelsey runs for every crowd. That's the thing about George. You could see him in multiple locations, multiple different venues, and make sense. Kelsey, there's a certain demographic that sees him out, probably our age group. If you're our parents' age, you probably have never seen Kelsey out.
That's fair. I actually think the answer is Tech Nine.
Yeah, I think so too.
If you've never seen Tech Nine in public, are you really from Kansas City? It's very much in question if you're from Kansas City, if you've never met Tech Nine.
Someone says Fountain Girl. I don't know her name.
Yeah, no, we're just, all right, I don't want to play this game anymore. We're just naming Kansas City people. We're just naming Kansas City people now.
Moose Antler guy. Remember him? He's a person.
Yeah.
That's a human.
Yeah, we're just naming people. Someone said Brian Busby. He's literally been 46 for 87 years. I love Brian Busby. Brian Busby and this show, like, we've like randomly become friends. We talked about him that one time.
Mm-hmm.
He follows me on Facebook. We just chat from time to time. He comes up here sometimes. We get to hang out with Brian Busby. That's really the perk of this job.
Meeting Brian Busby.
Being able to hang out with Brian Busby. I've got to meet a lot of people. I talk to Patrick Mahomes every week in the fall. It doesn't give me nearly as much joy as when I met Brian Busby for the first time. I was very excited. I told him the story of when he came to my elementary school when I was a kid, and he explained how tornadoes work to us, and it blew my mind. Someone on the text line said, what about Gary Amble? I don't know if Gary Amble's on this list.
Now we're just naming meteorologists.
I don't know if he's on this list.
It's fine if your local news station of choice isn't the meteorologist people see around town.
Yeah, I don't know.
Joe Loria does a fine job. He's not this answer.
Whatever happened to Katie Horner?
She's
still around?
She's, what network? I saw her on one of the networks the other day.
This is Brian Busby can't wait to interrupt the NBA Finals. Can't wait.
Oh, he's itching.
Can't wait.
Next time we see him, we'll ask him, be like, hey, man, do you wait for game seven? Is that
Brian?
Do you wait for a clutch moment? I'll never forget the one. It was Celtics Lakers. Kobe's dead, coming down the stretch to beat the Celtics. Tonganoxie has bad weather. Go away.
Yo, you got to do this on another channel, my boy. What are we doing here? We got to do this on another channel. I'm telling you, there's not a single Kansas Cityan that looks forward to the NBA Finals more than Brian Busby. He can't wait. That's his time. It ain't about Luka or Steph or Jimmy Butler. It's not about any of those people. It's about Brian Busby. He cannot wait to take over. Can't wait.
He never takes over, though, in the first quarter.
Never.
Uh-uh.
Never. It'll be fourth quarter, 8 minutes to go. Game's getting great.
And then he has to reset the weather. He does it. He goes, I apologize for the inconvenience. Here's the weather. Let me do it 12 more times. Nothing's changed.
We don't even need it in the small picture in picture. Just direct us to another channel.
Do you want the weather?
Yeah.
Go to KCWE29. That's what it should say.
Now I can't even see the score of the game because you have this picture in picture. Just tell people, hey, come check it out on 38th The Spot. You don't got to do all of this. This is unnecessary.
They should just send an alert. Check your app.
Yeah,
weather in the area.
You want to know who the person that's going to be on this list very, very quickly? Hartzell. Hartzell's going to be the I've met Hartzell before. What does Hartzell not do at this point? Hartzell be at wrestling events, soccer games, Chiefs games. Hartzell's an out and about kind of gentleman.
Hartzell's a good answer. Someone says Bob Kendrick. Bob Kendrick's a good one. I've met him a few times.
It's a good one.
Good people.
It's a good one. Someone said, whatever happened to Holly Starr at 38th The Spot? I don't know. If you know, let me know.
Now we're just naming people.
I'm fine with that's a good name drop.
Someone said Crystal Lampett, too.
I actually follow the Watsons. Do you remember the Watsons girl?
You know the Watsons?
I follow the Watsons girl on Instagram. She ain't ready to let it go, man. She not ready to let it go. Queen, it's over. You had a great run. You had a phenomenal run. It's over. She's still operating like she's 26 on Instagram. Baby girl, you're not 26 anymore. Stop it. Let me go on her Instagram right now, though. I might go in there and click like on a couple of pictures. Just let her know I'm thinking about her, you know? I want to let the Watsons girl know that I've been thinking about her. This is a fun exercise. I'm happy that we did this, Rob. I'm happy that we took this time to figure out who the Kansas Cityans are that we've all met before. And we have determined that all of us have met every single meteorologist at least 10 times. That's if we haven't done anything in the last 10 minutes, that's what we've done. This was a really depressing segment. We talked about the Royals and Gary Amble. I mean, that's why you listen to the show. That's why this is one of the more popular radio shows in the city. It's because that's the kind of content that we deliver you every single day.
I can confidently say today in prep, we didn't break down how we can get the Watsons girl into the show. And yet here we stand.
I mean, I'd love to have the Watsons girl join the show if she would like.
For the Royals leading 6-0, it looked like a piece of cake, but the cake is now on the kitchen floor.
The Watsons girl had a good run. She had a phenomenal run. The Watsons girl was really like the 90s Chiefs. All-time iconic run. Some of you went and bought a pool just because of the Watsons girl. But all great things must come to an end. Coming up, there was a nationwide controversy that must be addressed. We will do so next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive, the home for Carrington's hypothetical button game on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Someone on the text line asked if you were talking about who's somebody that you had to have met if you say you're from Kansas City. Someone said, do you think in 5 years we'll be asking what happened to you? Man, at this point, y'all probably just going to find out what happened. They either just fire me, which is just always a possibility, or just I just tell you guys, hey, I took this job and it was a really difficult decision, but that's kind of the direction I'm going in now in life. You know, it's going to kind of be one of those two things. I would hope not. I don't want to be the damn what happened to so-and-so. Nobody wants to be damn what happened to so-and-so guy. You don't want to do that. I mean, it's certainly a possibility, though. I hope not. It's a possibility, though. So you guys might find this to be shocking, but Twitter was up in arms about something. Well, what is it this time? So Walmart is celebrating Juneteenth in a very Walmart way. So they were doing, you know, special Juneteenth themed things. You know, they have like Juneteenth cups and napkins. You know, maybe you want to have a Juneteenth party at the crib and you need some Juneteenth type materials for said shindig, the function. Rob, you're not invited to the function. I just want to go ahead and tell you that. That's one function I can't bring you. I don't know. It might cause a lot of problems. I don't know if you're invited to that function. A lot of other things I'll bring you. That's not something I can bring you to. But then they had special Juneteenth ice cream. Now, I don't really know what that has to do with Juneteenth, but hear me out here. Well, for the special Juneteenth ice cream that Walmart has, it is swirled red velvet with little cheesecake bites. How is this something that people could be up in arms about? Because this sounds like the best ice cream combination I've ever heard. If you're telling me that the special Juneteenth ice cream is swirled red velvet and cheesecake bites, thank you. Where has this combination been all my life? I want the Juneteenth ice cream now after hearing this. How is this something that anyone could get upset about? We should be celebrating it. There should be a celebration for this ice cream. What an amazing flavor combination. Who thought of this? That person deserves a raise in the Walmart diversity program who came up with this idea. I can't think of a better way to celebrate it if you're Walmart than to create something like this with swirl red velvet and cheesecake bite ice cream. Now, I want to let you know that there's also, Rob, a special Pride edition of ice cream. Walmart wants to make everybody feel included in what's going on. They're not trying to exclude anybody. They want to be inclusive over there at Walmart. So they have a special Pride Walmart ice cream too, Rob. That's white chocolate with brownies plus cherries. So if you want to celebrate Pride Month, you can do so with white chocolate, brownie, and cherry ice cream, or you can celebrate Juneteenth next month with swirl red velvet plus little cheesecake bites. Now, some people were upset and thought this was the corporation selling out, and I think it's them giving us a quality product that we should celebrate.
Would you have the same feeling if the product wasn't as quality? Like, let's say the Juneteenth ice cream was just pineapple sherbet.
I'd be outraged. I'd be outraged, and I demand an apology. And I want to know who came up with that idea so we could potentially find their old tweets and get them fired. That's how you can get anybody fired. If you want to get somebody fired right now, look up their old tweets. And they'll be out of a job in 24 hours. It's a tried and true method. Swirled red velvet plus cheesecake. This is phenomenal. You know what the real crime in this is? If they stop selling it after Juneteenth, this should be a year-round flavor. Why stop? You're telling me I can't get this for the 4th of July? I can't get this ice cream for Labor Day? This should be a year-round treat. This is reason for me to go to Walmart now. I'm going there asking them if they got that special Juneteenth ice cream. I'm not as interested in the Pride ice cream. I mean, it's fine. But this Juneteenth ice cream sounds amazing, Rob. These companies really specialize in doing the most while subsequently also doing the least. I mean, this is not really celebrating anything. It's not really paying heritage or homage to anything. But God, that ice cream sounds good. I mean, how can I get up in arms about this?
It also solves none of the society's issues. But you know what? Red velvet and cheesecake's a nice combo.
I mean, I'd love a piece of cake with it. Chocolate cake. I mean, I gotta get chocolate cake for that day. You can't just, you're gonna get vanilla cake on Juneteenth? Can't do it. Gotta get the chocolate cake. Maybe I'll get the swirl cake to show real racial harmony. That's what I'll do. A special Juneteenth swirl cake. Celebrate racial harmony.
Don't be giving Walmart more ideas. That's going to be right next to the ice cream on whatever aisle that is.
That's why I'm here. That's it. Someone said, I better get that day off work. I mean, we don't get that work. We don't get that day off work at my job. I'm just taking it off.
I say we don't. I know someone that's going to take it off.
I've already communicated that. That's not a day I'm going to be here, you know? Oh, I'm celebrating it. If the good Lord decided to give it to me, who am I to argue with his infinite will? I'm here to argue with his wisdom. He told me I get that day off. I'm taking it.
I believe it's a Friday this year too, right?
It's Friday every year. I'll never work on Juneteenth again. I don't care what's going on. I will not be here. You got it. Rob's got it. Text line 913-576-7610. Bro, no one's mad about the flavor. It's a cover art everyone's mad about. This might go against, you know, everything I believe, but there's just enough real racism and real things going on in the world that being mad about the cover art on the ice cream at Walmart just rates very low for me. Just rates really low for me. Not too long ago, someone walked in a grocery store and just started shooting people for the sole reason is that they were black. Getting really mad at Walmart about this just seems kind of low to me, you know? I'd rather just make fun of the fact that they created Juneteenth ice cream and that the colors sound really delicious. That's it. You know, there's real racism we can fight. The Walmart cover art, I don't know if society's being moved by them doing this. But God, I love a bowl of this Juneteenth ice cream. All right, coming up on the other side, we will talk about a Kansas player yesterday had one of the greatest plays in the history of the NBA playoffs. That's next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Miss any part of the show today? Catch the Best Of podcast by subscribing to The Drive's podcast feed on 610sports.com, the Odyssey app, or find the link on Twitter at 610sportskc. You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
Yesterday, we saw one of the greatest dunks in the history of the NBA playoffs. A Kansas player did it. It wasn't Joel Embiid. His team got eliminated a while ago. Andrew Wiggins. Listen to this.
Brunson defends, snaps it outside to Wiggins. Goes by Bullock. Oh! Drops the sledgehammer.
Successful challenge by Steve Kerr and the Warriors. It's not a offensive foul on Andrew Wiggins, nor is it a defensive foul on Luka Doncic, but it is a good bucket and poster by Andrew Wiggins.
If you haven't seen this dunk yet, I want you to pause the Odyssey app. I want you to go on YouTube and I want you to type in Andrew Wiggins dunk on Luka Doncic and watch it. It was one of those dunk said if it happened at the And1 mixtape tour, everyone would have ran on the court and the game would have immediately been stopped and probably ended. It was one of those kind of dunks. It was pretty incredible. Andrew Wiggins got me thinking a couple things yesterday as I was watching him, and I've watched him over the course of the playoffs. Number one, some players, they are already at their ceiling. Andrew Wiggins is the exact same player he was at Kansas. He is no better. He is no worse. Everything that we saw him do in a Jayhawks uniform, he still does. The way he plays, his demeanor, his attitude, everything we know about Andrew Wiggins is the exact same. Hasn't really changed. A lot of times when we talk about prospects, we talk about them like there's more. And sometimes there is more. Sometimes a player, for whatever reason, their skill set or their athletic traits don't translate very well to the next level. And they have already played their best football or basketball or baseball, whatever it is. Like they were able to dominate at a lower level. The game is now more difficult and their skills aren't going to translate. Some people, this is what they are. I think when Andrew Wiggins was drafted number one overall, there was this belief that there was more with Wiggins. That he was going to turn into be this franchise star player. And he's never turned into that. But what he is a really productive NBA player that can guard just about anybody on the floor, incredibly athletic, and has a really good jump shot. He can't be your best player and you're going to win anything of importance. He probably can't be your second player. He can be your third or fourth. And if he's your third or fourth player and knows that, you've got a really good team. Golden State has built a really incredible roster with the guys that you've heard of and the guys that you've seen. And they've really done a fine job of supplementing it with some really nice young pieces. You've got Wiggins, who's still under 30. Wiggins is 26. You got Jordan Poole. You got Gary Payton II. You got Jonathan Kuminga. Some names don't even mean anything to you. But Wiggins finally found the right situation. Kansas was asking Wiggins to be something that he's not. Minnesota was asking him to be something that he's not. Golden State is asking him simply to be who he is. Score 15 points a night. You can guard the other team's best player and use your athleticism to go get rebounds and dunks off the rim. And if you can do that, Andrew, you can make $300 million in the NBA with his skill set and his ability. But some players' games just don't ever evolve. They just are what they are. That's what Wiggins is. He shows you the real importance of situation. He has been drafted into the right situation, the right team, and boy, does it work. He was phenomenal yesterday. He's really played well this postseason. Really played well. The last thing here about the NBA, the Mavericks are the team that all of you say you hate about the NBA. Boy, the Mavericks can't score. Especially Luka. Luka's the most skilled basketball player since LeBron James. Luka can do everything on the court offensively. Luka can't guard anybody. Yesterday, Luka's attempts at playing defense were you going past him and then him trying to come from behind and swipe the basketball to get a steal to go down the other way. He couldn't guard a single Warriors offensive player yesterday when they went at him. From Steph Curry to Draymond Green, if you can't stay in front of Draymond Green, why are you out there defensively? That the Mavericks need to do a better job of getting Luka Doncic some support. Like, they don't have enough around him to win a championship. I like Jalen Brunson. He was a great college player. I don't see how more teams didn't see it. He can't be your second best player on a championship team. He's like Jrue Holiday. He can be your third best player. He can't be your second best player on a championship team. Reggie Bullock yesterday was out there for just pure cardio purposes. He was 0-for-10 and 0-for-7 from three. Go get a dunk, my boy. Go get a putback layup. You know what trips me out about watching the NBA? If you've ever played basketball at somewhat of an organized level, think about how much time someone spent telling you the importance of boxing out for no one to do it in the NBA. No one ever boxes out in the NBA. Once the shot goes up, it's just who's more athletic or who's in better position on that individual play. No one ever boxes out in the league. Reggie Bullock was out there just getting pure cardio yesterday. Rob, who you got tonight? Heat and Celtics, game four. Celtics need this one or the series is over. Jimmy Butler should be back. Tatum should be back in this game. I saw Robert Williams wasn't going to play. Who you got tonight?
I don't know if Butler's going to be 100%. Tyler Hero is also out, I believe. I think the Celtics have too much, even though I hate them, for a depleted Heat roster. This is going back to, and Scott Foster's on the call, the great equalizer. So this is going back to
the great equalizer is crazy.
This is going back to Miami 2-2.
It's crazy. I would encourage you guys to watch the NBA playoffs, but this round has been very uninspiring. There hasn't been any good games. There's not been one single good game in the conference final round. I guess the last Heat and Celtics was good. I guess that was good. Someone said, CDOT, you should let them talk you into doing 6-7 in the postseason. Are they paying? I mean, I'll stay for another hour if they paying. I don't think that's how the contract sets up. The contract says I'm done at 6. So I'm out of here. I'm out of here at 6. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? All right. Bink up next. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.